I'm now sitting in with Higginsville. Coach Cook had a game at Richmond tonight. Victory, Higginsville over Richmond, 33-0. Season record 5-0. Good evening, Coach.
Hi, how are we doing?
Pretty good. How are you tonight?
We're doing good in Higginsville tonight.
I think you are right. Now, I actually was telling you before this interview that I got the pleasure of board hopping for this game. You want to tell some of the people who didn't get the chance to take it in what exactly happened tonight?
Well, we were able to come out tonight. We exchanged punts early with Richmond. We had a great high school atmosphere tonight in Richmond, big crowd to both sides. And, you know, our boys, after we exchanged punts, you know, really got the ball moving well. Offensively, we moved the ball well down the field, punched it in, had it the first quarter score, punched in a second one. Marcus Elmore got a rushing touchdown on our first one. And then our second score come on a touchdown reception from Colton Williams. You know, but we were able to go in up 14-0 at halftime. But our boys just fought and were very physical at the line of scrimmage on both offense and defense. Hats off to everybody on our defense. I could name tons of them. You know, our linebacker play was outstanding. Blaine Wheeler outplaying corner. Did an amazing job defensively, tackling the slant and just played great defense. But every one of us really pitched in, and the boys flew to the football well. But offensively, you know, we were able to come out and had a big kickoff return to start the second half. We rushed the ball tonight 55 times for 327 yards, rushed for three, passed for two, you know, and just a good all-around football game for us tonight.
All right, Coach, and I have to ask you this. I remember sitting here listening to the game, and I hear something about your team walked off the field.
Well, no, that was Richmond did. We were running our 2-minute drill seconds to go on about the foot line, and you know, it was just a situation where we felt like we got the first down and maybe had a second to kick it. We'd utilize our timeouts. We're going to try to get our field goal team on the field. And Richmond hustled off the field, you know, as any team would do in that situation, because I felt the clock was going to run out. And, you know, and that's eventually what was decided by the officials of the game. And the half ended up ending with our 2-minute drill stalling out on about the foot line.
I think I was loading an ad in there and I missed part of it, so I had to ask you about that. Now, do you want to give some attaboys tonight to some of your players?
Oh, you know, I mentioned one there on defense, but, you know, every single one of them. We had our statistician had Richmond a total of 98 yards of offense, so we're just very pleased with that. But total offense tonight for us, we had 446, 119 through the air, and Marcus Elmore on the ground rushing 21 carries for 123 and rushed for two. But we have a list of about eight different guys that carried the ball, you know, to get that 327. So, you know, hats off to all of them. Colton Williams had two touchdown receptions on big plays, had a 39-yard touchdown reception and then another 28-yarder, and had a long rush on a jet sweep play for us. Colton got the edge and got bumped out down around the goal line. Colton also had one touchdown rushing, so he had three touchdowns on the night. But, you know, so a big ball game for him, big ball game for Marcus Elmore, going over 120. You know, so this all-around efforts, our offensive line, you know, hats off to those guys. I am very excited about the rushing output from them and more importantly, their physicality at the line of scrimmage.
All right, Coach, and do you want to let everyone know where you're going to be next week?
We're at home next week, and we take on the Holden Eagles. An outstanding football team, and I know they were successful tonight. So we've just got another prep week ahead of us and just got to continue to work to get better.
All right, anything else you'd like to add tonight?
I think that's it.
All right, Coach Cook of Higginsville, victory over Richmond, 33-0. He and his team are part of KMZU's fifth quarter show.